You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was Blandina Diamond of Kiwi Harvest speaking to us about food security, food poverty, and reallocating food post-COVID-19. Moving into our next piece, Ollie, we have a piece on healthy homes and asthma.
We do indeed. Now, the state of our homes is always a contentious subject in the lead up to an election, with a big focus on housing and health. An unhealthy home can have lasting health side effects, so with that in mind, I reached out to the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation to address the issues many of us Kiwis are faced with by simply living in our homes, and what is being done to fix it. I spoke with the Foundation's Chief Executive, Letitia Harding, and began by asking her how beneficial a clean, dry, healthy home is to the respiratory system.
It's huge. I mean, we know that having a damp, mouldy home exacerbates respiratory illnesses, asthma, so it's hugely important. It impacts on the quality of people's lives.
Now, figures released in 2018 show that hospitalisation rates for Pacifica and Māori are a lot higher than other ethnic groups. I think Pacifica are around three times higher. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think it comes down, I mean, it does come down to housing. You know, and as you said, three times higher for Pacifica people and also Māori communities, 2.4 times higher having respiratory illnesses and hospital admission rates. And I think that comes down particularly with Pacifica as, you know, larger groups of families living in the one home. And if that home is damp, then, you know, it's going to exacerbate those conditions. And actually there was a very, very good study that came out last year in Thorax, which was at the University of Otago, led by Dr. Tristram Ingham, which talks about the actual cause and effect of damp and unhealthy homes on under 2-year-olds. You know, this was a direct cause and effect that these children were getting hospitalised at a rate of around 20% more for the under 2-year-olds with respiratory conditions coming in and out of hospital than others who weren't living in a damp and unhealthy home. So we know that this has a direct effect on their respiratory health.
Have you seen enough policy and enough action taken to tackle the issue of having damp homes?
Oh, a lot of talk, Ollie, a lot of talk. I don't know about action. I think the issue is that it's not just about building more homes, it's building quality homes. You don't want a whole load of, you know, rubbishy state housing. That's what the problem has been. We need to know that homes are going to be built at a standard that are actually going to be suitable for people not to get sick. So it's no point in building all these homes which are not going to be built with products and in a way that are going to be breathing, they're going to be not affecting people's respiratory illness. I mean, I think that's something which is getting missed here. It's not building more homes, it's building quality homes. And I think I would like to see more of that going into these policies as well.
What about current homes? Is there anything being done to fix the standard of the homes that people are currently living in and suffering in?
Yeah, I mean, the healthy home standards has been a good idea, and obviously we support those healthy home standards, but there will be a flow-on effect. Of course there will, but if you've got a rental and you're a landlord and you're having to fit homes to a standard, then there will be flow-on costs. That will actually probably come through. But I think that the healthy home standards has been really important because we want to make sure that quality is there. I mean, as you know, I mean, we're in Wellington. There's some, you know, shocking places that have, a lot of mould and dampness in them. So we want to improve that.
Now, it is quite a big weekend coming up. Tomorrow is the election. What measures would you like to see put in place by the next government?
I'd like the next government to actually look at, if we're building more houses, the quality of those homes. Nobody wants to see a whole load of rubbishy homes quickly built that we're going to be in another situation in 40, 50 years where, you know, we're finding that these homes really aren't, they're not going the distance and they're not the best quality. So I would like quality homes that are going to, that's where you spend most of your time in. We want them to make sure that they're not going to be exacerbating people's respiratory conditions. So I think I'd like to see more information around the quality of those rather than just the quantity.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic changed things? Have you seen people already with respiratory illnesses become more worried, or have you seen a rise in, well, any asthma or more risk or anything like that?
Yeah, we worked really closely during lockdown to, obviously we're part of AGARD, which is the Global Alliance Against Chronic Respiratory Conditions as well. So, you know, we obviously work closely with World Health Organisation and what they're doing, and also the Ministry of Health here. So we wanted to make sure that the messaging was on, you know, was the same, so we weren't confusing people. We certainly had, were inundated with calls with people who had COPD or had asthma asking about, you know, are they at high risk, what should they do? So on our website, we've got a dedicated COVID-19 page with a lot of information for people who do have, you know, mild, moderate, severe asthma and other respiratory conditions. And we put that up during the COVID to make sure that it was this centralised portal that people could easily get to. And, you know, that's one of the things that the foundation is very good at, is reaching out and, I guess, being that conduit between, you know, the public and perhaps, you know, policymakers. Out of interest, we actually did put through a proposal for the then Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, around a website link on our webpage for Housing New Zealand tenants with a respiratory condition to actually be able to go there, and we could facilitate and help those people. But unfortunately, that was never picked up. They did say that they were going to get back to us, but they never did.
Sounds about right.
You don't know.
Leticia, is there anything else you want to add that you think people need to know about?
I think that people do need to know that, you know, asthma is still a lot of people are very complacent around it. I mean, 1 in 7 children, 1 in 8 people have asthma. People die from this condition. And I think people just go, oh, yeah, such and such has got asthma. And, you know, it's seen as a common issue. But, you know, respiratory disease is the third leading cause of death in this country. And people do die from things like asthma attacks. And I don't think that, you know, the Ministry of Health and Government actually put enough emphasis on this condition. And I think we need to be really focusing on getting these conditions under better management and making them a key target area.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.